Why don't you just blow the whistle and say, thanks very much, lads, that's it, end of game? Why did he have to send off a player in the 91st minute? Second yellow card, simulation.
This is Referee's World with Darren Cullum and Richard Mellon.
Hello again and welcome to the Referee's World podcast, which offers education and training for referees of all levels. My name's Darren Cullum. I'm affiliated with Somerset FA. My colleague, my esteemed colleague, I hasten to add, is the technical manager referees at UAEFA, based in Dubai. He is Richard Mellon. And what we're going to do now, we're going to pick up where we left off from the last episode. This is part two of the episode recorded about challenging game. It was across a weekend a couple of weeks ago. On the Friday night, I was refereeing the game. On the Saturday, that's the following day, I was an assistant referee. Just moving on then, let's crack on with today's game. Again, another challenging game, but another very different situation for me, because on this occasion, I was an assistant referee on a game which ended up 0-0. The weather was dreadful in a different way, and I don't recall actually ever being on a game which caused so many problems for the players like this one, because it was so windy. The wind really got up. Luckily, we didn't get the game called off because of the rain, and we've had some pretty horrendous weather over the last couple of days here in the UK. But the wind caused some real issues, and the players got very frustrated with it. The first half was like, not a lot really happened. The second half, everything changed, and the approach from the players was very different. The attitude was very different.
Okay, the thing I want to touch on here, Dar, is we sometimes, well, at 3 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon, let's use that analogy, quite simple. Mm. At 3 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon, you cannot arrange the weather that you want for a game of football. So during the week that's been previous, when do you do your training? You know, you can't do it at 3 o'clock on a working day. I understand that. But don't go out, oh, I'm not going out tonight because it's raining. Why do you not go out training when it's raining? Mm. Because football, 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, rain can start at 5 to 3 and finish at 5 o'clock, and it only rains during the football match. So consequently, we've got to train for all challenges, and the weather is a challenge. And to say that people say, oh, the wind spoilt the game, no, it's not quite the wind spoilt the game. The players weren't able to handle the wind. Mm. The referee has got to make adjustments to his performance and his movement and everything else than that, because the when the wind is howling around from one end to the other, you've got the ball carrying a lot longer and a lot further one direction and holding up in another direction. Mm. So, you know, you've got to make adjustments in your performance to read that. And so consequently, you know, we can't arrange the weather. And I understand what people say about it, but let's get ready for when that challenge comes on a Saturday afternoon.
I'm not saying in this particular game that the weather created the challenges for us. I think it created the challenge all around and indirectly created the challenge for the officials, because the players, like you said, the players weren't adapting to it properly.
Okay, the players weren't adapting to it properly. The referees, the match officials were making wrong calls. They weren't making the expected judgments. People on the touchline, in the stands, whatever they're doing, they're going to start shouting at you. The frustration spreads. You know, the conditions spread. So what we have to do is make the most of the situation and be ready for it. You know, don't sort of, you know, cower down and say, oh, I don't like today. It's too wet for me. Not really enjoying it. We've got to get on with it. You know, so, sometimes I got to say the most challenging games that I can remember were when it was blowing a hoolie and it was raining quite hard, you know, raining hard in your face. And you just think, well, this is it. This is why I'm out here, because I love being out here in this type of environment with the players. 11 reds, 11 yellows. We're just enjoying being out, having a game of football.
I actually enjoy the elements. I enjoy running in the rain. When I do my training, I run a lot in the rain, and I like it because I feel like a real sense of achievement after doing it.
I think that's important, Dan. I think that's a good point. I enjoy training in the rain.
I don't have a problem with it, because obviously when you go into a game and the weather's nice, then you're on top of it a bit more, I think. But I just felt today was just, like I said, it was an extra challenge because we had, it was fourth against eighth. There was, yeah, obviously there's always something to play for.
Of course there is.
It just got a little bit temperamental at times. I've got to say well done to the referee who managed it very well, Jack. Yeah, he had a good game. He dealt with it well. And like I said, there were some challenging situations in there.
I mean, Tool Station Western League football, like a lot of football around the country, level six is challenging for our referees. And in some cases, those referees are quite new to that level of football. And young Jack and George in the Somerset area, and plus all the other lads around the rest of the country, I think Alex Borner up in North Riding and Chris Prophet in the same area, they're all in that same sort of category as regards trying to impose their refereeing, trying to raise their level of performance. And good luck to everybody for trying that. But like I say, don't put training off during the week because the weather's not very nice. You have got no choice at 3 o'clock on a Saturday what the weather's going to do.
Yeah,
it's not an option. So you've got to be ready for that challenge. Is there any examples that you can use from young Jack's performance that we could discuss? What sanctions did he have?
There was a few yellows. There was a red card for both teams. And both those red cards came off the back of second yellows.
Second yellow card and the two players, one from each side.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Would you say the offences were of the reckless nature or were they technical offences?
There was the first one, if I remember, the blue, the away team blue number seven, he was booked in the first time for persistent. And then the second time here for a blatant trip.
Okay. Let's the sounds of the second one is far easier yellow than what the first yellow was. So let's just say a blatant trip by description is an easy yellow.
Yeah.
I would expect that as an observer, assessor, coach. Yeah. I would expect that as an outcome. For the second one, that's nice and easy. Mm-hmm. But for the first one, describe the first one for me. Persistent, you
said. So for the persistent, he was involved in a few challenges and a few incidences. And when the booking was given, the referee highlighted, and he did that very well because he signified, and I could see what he was giving based on his actions because he was pointing there, and there.
And so if he pointed there, and there, as you described, he then produced the yellow.
Yeah.
That's not setting a player up.
Okay,
So let me just say to you, setting a player up is being seen to have maybe a private word for the assessor's sake, have a private word, have a public word when he makes another silly challenge, whatever the challenge may be. Let's not go into reckless challenges at the moment, but careless challenges. If the number four or number five makes two careless challenges twice within 2 minutes, you've got to be seen to be having a word. Don't be officious. Get close to him. Go and find him and say, hey, fella, just settle down. That's two in 2 minutes. You're getting a bit close to it now. And then the third time, maybe that's when you say, hey, we've already had a word. Skipper, I need your help with this man. If he's not going to listen to me, I'm going to use a yellow card. Yeah. That's setting things up. The fact that he calls a player in and says, one, two, three, four, I've already, you know, I'm setting you up. That's not setting up. That's a reactive piece of refereeing to what he's already knows he's done, but he's not sold it to anybody. Right. So if you want to sell things to people, you've got to do visual setting up much better.
Right. Okay. And that's another thing that I didn't do last night. Was I didn't set up as much as I would do because I'm usually quite good at setting up, but I didn't do that last night, and I didn't pull the players in to have a chat either, which is something else that I should have done.
It's the technical side of refereeing where you're trying to sell your credibility of judgment. You know, everybody should know that the most responsible person for identifying fouls and misconduct on the field of play is the referee. He's trained in it. But when you want to sell your decisions and not pull a white rabbit out of a hat and become a surprise, you've got to set it up better than just saying one, two, three, four, yellow card. That's not setting up. That is not setting up. You've got to set up before you finally deliver the card. And then when it comes, when that tackle comes in, he said he's already spoke to him twice. Yeah. That's going to be a yellow card now. Yeah. And that's how you sell a decision.
Okay.
Sounds a bit harsh, Dad, but, you know, sometimes we have to give a bit of tough love as coaches and technical managers.
The other one, the red number eight, he had persistent, and then he had a simulation in the 91st minute, which was his
simulation in the 91st minute.
Yeah, in the penalty box.
Oh, come on. Come on. We do get very, very technical sometimes, and we don't do ourselves any favors.
Okay.
Let me just go off slightly off course here. The clubs leaving the field of play, the spectators leaving the field of play, will remember the referee for the last thing he did. And what did he do? Send a player off for a second yellow card. Second yellow card simulation. Oh, my word. That takes courage. But also, it's quite foolish with your game management. Why do you want to be sending off a player for such a technical offence at that time of the game? Let me just say to you, why don't you just blow the whistle and say, thanks very much, lads, that's it, end of game. Why did he have to send off a player in the 91st minute, second yellow card, simulation?
Mm.
That's not the best way to manage your profile as a referee.
I was just about to say, does that go down to managing your profile?
Yes, it does. Mm. Yes, it does. And let me just say, I know there's a lot of referees that are always out there to try and make a positive picture.
Mm.
I can understand the mentality of trying to create a positive picture, but that is leaving a memory with a lot of people that are watching, and that's not necessarily a positive picture. Because the next time you turn up at that ground, having sent off a player in the 91st minute, they will remember. That's how people reflect and remember on a performance. You may think it positive as a referee, but that's not the way to look after your profile.
You've been listening to the Referees World podcast. Find us online at refereesworld.co.uk. Find us on Facebook, search out Referees World. Like us, love us. And we're on Twitter as well. We do all the social stuff. And we'll catch you again in the next episode. Referees World.